Even if restaurants hit the 11% increase in sales they're expecting in 2021, it won't be close to offsetting the serious damage done to the industry last year in the pandemic. That's the headline yesterday from the National Restaurant Association. And it's also why the industry is still lobbying Congress for a restaurant bailout. The PPP loans in last year's relief bill weren't enough to cover their losses. Carolyn Stein co-owns the Luke Group of Restaurants in Los Angeles, and she also represents the Independent Restaurant Coalition. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's been tough, hasn't it? The National Restaurant Association is reporting that sales fell 24% last year across the board. How did you personally make out in 2020?
Oh, we are far, far behind. Our sales are down anywhere from 50 to 100%. Depending on the restaurant you look at in our group. It's been truly devastating. One of our restaurants essentially had to close its doors back in March and has not reopened yet. One of them is operating with takeout, which is fairly minimal in terms of revenue. And the other ones, again, are just laying dormant. It's sad. We have a lot of people out of work.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. How else are you adapting? You mentioned some of the changes that you made, but you're probably having to sort of rethink how you're doing business here.
Oh, yes. I have to say my least favorite word in the English language is pivot. We've been, doing takeaway. We're going to start doing some Zoom wine tasting events. We are planning different sort of special meals that people can order once a week. We're just trying to do whatever we can. We're literally throwing pasta against the wall and seeing what sticks. It doesn't replace that in-person dining experience or the revenues in any way, shape, or form.
So I guess that's why you and others have a plan. This is the Restaurants Act, which would be a $120 billion aid package. It would be grants, not loans, right? And this didn't make it into the latest relief bill. Why do you think restaurants deserve their own carve-out?
I don't think people recognize how large and impactful the restaurant industry is across this country. We employ 11 million people. We're the largest private employer industry in the nation, which is huge. We also support other industries that depend on us solely: fisheries, farmers, ranchers, wineries, breweries, janitorial services, accounting services, linen companies. So that's one reason. We also have had, more than any other business in this pandemic, we've had to actually close our doors. We've had to stop business. We are in a bigger hole than any other industry by far. That's why we need this aid.
To the point that you had to close your doors, it is complicated, isn't it? You're based in California. The pandemic is raging there in Southern California. As you know, in LA County, 1 in 3 people have been infected since this all started. But there's also this political pressure to reopen restaurants and businesses like yours. Does it put your own interests ahead of the safety of others?
Oh, absolutely. This is a daily battle. It's an existential crisis for us at this moment. I'm left with this impossible decision of, do I go ahead and open up and put ourselves in that position, or do I stay closed but then keep all of my employees out of work and without their health insurance? We're debating this at this moment when LA's been told we can open restaurants on Friday, and they haven't given us any guidance yet. And so
now what do you think? Should they open on Friday?
God, I'm torn. I want my business to be operating. Believe me, I want to relieve the stress that I'm under. I want to get my employees back to work. But when they say that we have this much more highly contagious variant out in LA, but it's okay to open up, it's very confusing.
Well, that's one of the reasons why this year has been so difficult, is because there's really no good answers to any of this. But what we do know is that 110,000 restaurants had closed by December, according to the National Restaurant Association. How many more do you think could fail by the time this is all said and done?
Oh, I think another 100,000 could fail before it's all done. We're fortunate that we can eke this out. I don't know how much longer we can eke it out. a lot of restaurants, a lot of small, independently owned cafes, small restaurants around the country, they can't afford to eke it out like that. So, whether people can make it any further is a huge question.
Carolyn Stein, owner of the Luke Group of Restaurants in Los Angeles, also represents the Independent Restaurant Coalition. Thanks for your time. Hang in there.
No, thank you.